Welcome back to In Focus News Radio. KMAN, Linda Tiener joining us today from the UFM Community Learning Center. She's the director there. And we're talking about some fall classes. They do have their fall course catalog available. Is that online as well?
Yes, it is. You can both download it as a PDF, or you can go take a class and just look for the different classes that might be there. You can look by category. You can search by a particular kind of class and see what we might have available.
All right. Page 18 talks about something coming up in November here, so you can start making plans now, but it's called Crafternoon. Tell me more about this.
Crafternoon is going to be a fun afternoon. We have a variety of kind of pre-holiday activities going on. So if you have presents that you want to give somebody, if you have children that you'd like to learn to make gifts for grandparents or something, they can come and learn that. We've got a class on Sculpey, which is a kind of baking clay, and we'll explore how to take various colors, put it together, and make a coaster or a little bowl or other kinds of simple things that day. We've got a class on hand lettering. If you've always wanted to learn how to do nice, pretty hand lettering on your items, you can learn that. We've got something on macrame, and the focus will be on macrameing a snowflake that you could use as an ornament on your Christmas tree. We have a class on holiday cards as well, so that you could make a card, whether it be for Christmas or Hanukkah or another holiday occasion, are available. And so it's going to be an afternoon. You come and you sign up, and you can take up to 3 different classes that afternoon, all at the UFM house.
And that's great. That's just in time for the holidays. And So what a kind of unique timing for this class.
It is. And it's a nice parent-child or grandparent-child activity as well. So you could come together and learn a new skill that you might be able to take who knows where.
Do you need people to register by a certain time for these?
Generally not. I think a few days ahead would be good, because the instructors will be trying to put supplies together. We want to make sure we have enough supplies for everybody to be able to create what they want.
Okay. Again, Saturday, November 16th.
November 16th in the afternoon. The first class is at 1 to 2-ish, and then we have another one at 2:20, and then we have another one at 3:40. So you can choose 3 different things. And we're also going to do Kindness Rocks that afternoon if you've not participated in that. That's a nonviolence movement across the country that we've been picking up on. And you can paint a rock in any way you wish, and you could put a word of kindness or peace on it, and you can put it in your yard. You could give it to as a gift for somebody. That's kind of fun. And we'll have Japanese calligraphy as well.
Great.
So there's a nice assortment of various handcrafts to learn.
That's something my daughter would like, so we'll have to circle that part there.
Yeah.
So that's, again, Saturday, November 16th. There's something also coming up here in the month of September. The Lou Douglas Lecture is coming up.
Yes. UFM is the host of the Lou Douglas Lecture Series at K-State, and our first lecture will be on September 24th, 7 p.m. in Forum Hall. That night, we will be showing the film Stranger in Town, which is a documentary that was made about Garden City, Kansas, and the diversity there, and how Garden City, as a small town in southwest Kansas, has adapted to a variety of immigrants that have come in through the years. There was a film done in the early 1970s, actually, as they were studying Garden City and immigrants that were coming from. They've had immigrants from all over the world. I think that some of the schools have 17 different languages, which we're used to in Manhattan, but Garden City is a little different. And so we'll be showing that film, Strangers in Town, and we also will have the director here making comments about how his process was, and we have a professor from K-State who will be talking about the demographics. What's the trends? How has Southwest Kansas become such a haven for immigrant populations? Why? What's going on with that? And then being able to see a really uplifting film about how a community can embrace diversity and turn it into a positive thing. So I really would like to see the community come out to that. It'll be at 7 o'clock on September the 24th in the K-State Union Forum Hall. So in the evening, it's not too bad to find parking. The parking garage does charge, but you can find some place to park and come watch that film with us, because I think it's a really good film, and it'll be a good discussion as well.
Yeah, anytime you can embrace diversity, that's such a good thing, because I think the more people understand people who don't live or aren't from the mm-hmm. United States, I think the more we'll be able to accept and welcome them into our society.
They're less frightening.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. And they had immigration from Southeast Asia. They've had immigration from South and Central America, from Mexico. So it's just it's an interesting film to see. And they talk with people who live there. They talk with kids in school. They talk with some of the leadership in the community and how they have worked through all the variety of issues and things that come up when you have people from different cultures living together.
All right. Well, we'll pencil that in September 24th, 7 p.m.
Forum Hall in the K-State Student Union.
I don't know why I said that. But Forum Hall, September 24th.
Yes.
And then some other classes you have here this fall that revolve around food, which is always good. We love that.
Our food classes are always very popular. We have some that have already filled. And we have a good selection this year. One that we still have some openings in is our French chocolate cake class. Mm. Yeah, salivate now. If you've ever had some of the French and European chocolates and the fancy icings they put on there, you're going to learn how to make it.
Oh, man.
In this class. We have one on sushi rolling. That's always a popular class that fills up. We have another class called Lunch Around the World, and it's available both for the general community as well as we have a class set up specifically for homeschoolers. And it's a multi-week class. You learn about different kinds of lunch type menus around the world, and you create it and eat it. And that also includes sushi rolling as one of the options in that class. So that's pretty cool. We have an Indian high tea class. High tea is a more formal kind of tea than sitting down with a cup of tea in your backyard. And you learn about the appetizers and kinds of foods that go with a high tea. And then you will learn the making of the spiced chai, as well as a coffee variety that they use in India. So that one intrigues me as well. And then we have a vegetarian Indian cooking class as well. So we just have a whole wide variety of classes.
You had me at French chocolate cake.
Just reading the description of that. I've seen those cakes.
Wonderful. You'd be you can make birthday cakes in the future, and you'll be probably the most popular one. If you need more information here, how can we get a hold of you guys there?
Yeah, you can call us at 539-8763. You can email us at info@triufm.org, or you can check us out on the website and get a hold of any individual there at triufm.org. That's T-R-Y, as in try, UFM.org.
Okay.
Also, something that's coming up very soon is we're going to start putting that spring catalog together about the 1st of October. We don't have a faculty at UFM. We use people from the community who want to share what they know with others. And so we are right now beginning to look for instructors for the spring catalog. So if you have a skill or an interest and you'd like to share it with somebody else, there's a form on our website that says teach a class. Fill out the little form and we will get a hold of you to teach a class for us on whatever languages, cooking, recreation and fitness, arts and hobbies. We'll talk with you about it.
All right. Sounds good. Linda Tiener, our guest here, director of the UFM Community Learning Center in Manhattan. We appreciate you coming out, and hopefully lots of good stuff will be coming up.
Yep. Take a class.
All right. We'll talk to you again next time.
Yep.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this.